All right, we've spent quite a bit of time here on the sugya of Shtar Mechila Bein Eved Ivri. Today we're going to spend the last nekuda of the sugya. We're going to spend time on the topic of Hefker and the Chiddush of Taisus. Taisus says Mechadesh that it's possible to be Mafkir and Eved Ivri. And then Taisus says in Hachinami that it works. And when you mafkir an Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri goes free. So at the end of the last year, I mentioned to you the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Yeshua asked, we have a rule in Hefker that in order for Hefker to be chal, for something to become Hefker, it has to be Hefker l'chol ha'olam kula. If a person wants to be mafkir something, la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim, says, I want to be mafkir this, but I only want an ani to get it. I want a poor person who needs it to get it, not an ashir. So, Meshamai holds that there is a concept of hefkir la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. But Beis Hillel and we paskin that hefkir la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim ain't a hefkir. You can't be mafkir something only to certain people. It's not hefkir. The definition of hefkir is hefkir l'chol ha'olam. So the Stipler asked, if Hefker requires that other people be able to be kind to it, then he doesn't understand what Hefker by Eved Ivri means. How does Hefker by Eved Ivri work? What is Hefker by an Eved Ivri? By an Eved Ivri, you're mafka the Eved Ivri, but it's impossible for anybody to be kind to the Eved Ivri. Because we learned that an Eved Ivri can only be kind of with Kesef and Shtar. Those are the only Kinyanim that work. And it's just not physically possible to do a Kinyan of Kesef or a Kinyan of Shtar by an Eved Ivri. So Lamaisa, nobody can be kind of this Eved Ivri. So what is the Oiftu of how is it possible to be Mafka the Eved Ivri? That was the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. The Stipler, to answer this, explains what does it mean that Hefker has to be Hefker for everybody? When I'm Hefker something, it has to be Hefker for everybody, because you need that if I own something and I make it Hefker, that I detach myself from it totally. Loishayer b'kinyanai, that's his lashon. Loishayer b'kinyanai, I don't leave any attachment of myself to the object. That's how Hefker works. Loishayer b'kinyanai. Since to be mafka something, I have to get rid of it totally, that's the reason I can't say it's Hefker for aniyim and not for ashirim. Because if I say it's Hefker for aniyim and not ashirim, so what prevents an ashir from taking it? What avera is the ashir doing in taking it? I said this should be Hefker for aniyim v'loy l'ashirim. And the ashir comes to take it. He's stealing it from me. That's the only reason he can't take it. It's because I still have a limited bailus on it. So the Stipler, that's why it doesn't work if it's Hefker to the whole world except for one person. Because Lamaisa, I'm shy. In that case, I left over a chelik of my kinyan. I still have a bailus because if that one person, I say it's Hefker for everyone except for one person, that person takes it, he's stealing from me. That means I still have a certain amount of bailus in it. And Hefker, by definition, means I have no more bailus in it. I'm makna my bailus. And that's why Beis Hillel says Hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim doesn't work. Because Hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim, I still have a little bit of shir b'kinyan. V'meila, suck the Stipler. If you have a case where I leave my kinyan gone totally, I'm the owner, I'm shayar loy shayar b'kinyan, I have an Eved Ivri, I'm mafkir, I'm legamri. I remove myself from this Eved Ivri absolutely. That's a good Hefker. Even though no one could be kind to him, because it's not Shayach Kesef, it's not Shayach Shtar. But it's still a good Hefker because as long as I remove myself totally from the Eved Ivri, that Hefker works. If someone can't be kinder because he has a different reason he can't be kinder, because it's not Shayach Kesef, Kinyan Shtar, so that's his business. The chesaron in Kinyan Hefker la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim is The basis of the problem is only if I'm shir b'kinyane, if I leave something over in my kinyan. If I still own it, lagabi one person. But if I don't own it, lagabi anyone. And there are zaitika reasons, there are other reasons that people can be kaina. That hefker is still a good hefker. That's the stifler's teretz. That hefker works as long as the owner is loy shayer b'kinyane. He got rid of it totally. From his end, he has no shaychis. That's a good hefker. The stifler brings just sort of as a proof. He says, what would be the din? Let's say I own a certain chayfetz. I own a pat. And Reuven made a neder, he'll never have enough in this pat. It's my pat. Reuven made a neder, he won't have enough in the pat. Fine. And now I go and I'm mafkir the pat. I'm mafkir it, whoever wants could take. So it becomes hefker. Ayotaina, how could it become hefker? I'm not being mafkir to the whole world. Because Reuven can't be kainet. Because Reuven's also about not to this pat. So you'll say, I can't make it hefker. Because Reuven can't be kainet. So this title is ridiculous. I'm making it hefker. I'm detaching myself totally. Because he made a neder that he's not going to have anah, so that's his business. So he can't be kainet. But the hefker is a good hefker so long as I am loy shayer b'kinyanai, as long as I remove myself from it totally, it's a good hefker. This is the stipler's teretz and pnei kasha. It's mistaver that hefker works as long as I detach myself from it, and that's good. So the stipler itself, I wouldn't have any problems. It's a nice teretz. It's a mistavitika teretz. The thing is that there's a ktsais on the inyan of hefker. It's one of those sort of famous ktsais on definition of hefker, where everybody bumps into it at least once in the Beis Medrash years, usually in Masechtas Bava Metzia. And the Ktsais is famous for his innovative way of looking at hefker, brand new concept of hefker. And it's almost a typical Ktsais in that he says something which, I don't use the word, but it's like a little wild, it's a little mechudishtik, let's just say, a brand new taichin hefker. And the Ktsais says it, and the question is how to deal with it. The Ktsais is mechadesh in hefker that there are two ways to learn hefker. There's the typical way, and there's the mechudishtik way, what the Ktsais calls Shita Saramba. The typical way of you learning hefker is that hefker is a hakna. I remove my ownership and I'm maknit. This chayvet a makna. Who am I maknit to? To know whoever will come and get it, will get it. But I'm removing it from my ownership. Typical hefker, the way you learn is that when I say Harry's a hefker, I don't own it anymore. That's the way. If you ask anybody in here of the Ktsais, what's hefker? Hefker is I remove my bialus. Everybody would learn that. Ktsais learns a brand new pshat hefker. Ktsais learns that when I make something hefker, it's still mine. It's still mine. I just made a neder. Hefker works like a neder. I made a neder that I will not stop anyone from taking it. It's a neder that the word hefker translates. I make a neder, I'm not stopping anyone from taking it. Whoever wants could take it. And by making this neder, in effect, it's hefker. Anyone could take it. Now, until someone takes it, it's still mine. Until if I make something hefker and it's sitting here, it still belongs to me. It's still mine. Who owns it? Nobody else owns it. So that the Ktsais's chiddush is that if someone makes something hefker, it remains his until the other person any other person comes and takes it. And why does it work? It works b'teres neder. It works because I'm making a neder that I'm not going to stop anyone from taking it. This is the einfal of the Ktsais. It's a hesber in a Rambam, and We have to understand what he gains by it, what he loses by it, to be able to understand why he goes into it.
So
this is Reisha and Gimel Aleph.
According to
Tzais,
if he won't ever take it back,
according to the Tzais, if he wants to take it back, he can make a new kinyan.
So he's making a
new
kinyan, but he made a
nether
that he's not
going to
start
being
worth living.
Oh, you're right. Okay, one second. That's one of the problems with the
Ketzais.
I make it there, that won't stop anyone else. So now if I go and take it back for myself, and then someone else wants to take it, but I made a nether. It's hard to understand. What does it mean? I was kainit. It was mine even before I was kainit. I made a nether. I didn't say before I take it back. Unless that leaks in the word somehow.
Still his, though. Of course, it's still his by just making nether. So if he takes it back, he stops going against the center.
What does it mean, take it back? It's mine. Or I take it back. It's mine. I don't have to take it back. But according to Ketzais, he didn't put it anywhere. It's been his all along, and it's still his when it's lying in the street.
So if he picks it back up and puts it in his house, someone can walk into his house and take it, no matter what he does?
That's what we're asking. Now, first, before we what do you gain with the Ketzais? Before we go into the tainas on the Ketzais, what do you gain with the Ketzais? What's the benefit in looking at it in this mechudish take away? What? That's also true. Okay, we'll get to that. What you gain, like the Ketzais, you gain a few things. First of all, the Rambam in Hilchos Nedarim says that Hefka works Keneder. And that Rambam, it's in Perek Beis at Hilchos Nedarim, Halacha Yadalit, is also the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Tzimur Reisha and Gimel. So the biggest thing you gain with the Ketzais is that Lamaisa, most of the complaints we're going to have against the Ketzais are complaints against the Rambam. The Rambam says it works Keneder. The Ketzais formulates it. You also gain that generally kinyanim don't happen with words. If I say I'm going to give you something, I say, okay, this is yours, then become yours. Except the hegdish, amir lehegavaya kamsir lehegim. But generally, if I say this is yours, this is now yours, it doesn't become yours. So how does hefker with words become hefker? So the Ketzais gains that when I say hefker, I'm not doing any haknah. All I'm doing is no kenya. I'm just saying a neder. So therefore, it makes sense. Makes sense. And if it's just a neder and it's still mine, it makes sense. If you don't learn like the Ketzais, so I say this is hefker. How did it become not mine? It was mine a minute ago. I said this is hefker. How did something go out of my rishus with words? Yish also needs a kinyan. If you have something in your pocket and you think you lost it, you may Yish. Nothing happens. Mechila tzricha kinyan.
What?
Mechila ain't tzricha kinyan because it belongs to the other person. But you can't, without a kinyan, get something out of your shoes. Sorry, what? Right, this is the main benefit of the Ketzais is this. Is again the Lashon HaRambam. The fact that Amira is doing something, and the fact that there's a Gemara in the Darim that has a Shaila, Yesh Yad Lehefker, or Ein Yad Lehefker. Gemara talks about Yadais Nedarim, about certain languages. If a certain language works for a Neder, and there it talks, what about Yesh Yad Lehefker? You say, instead of the word Hefker, you say a word that is similar, does it work? Gemara seems to be applying Dinei Nedarim to Dinei Hefker, which is not proof positive, but it's a mashmois that it works out. Those are the three basic things you gain with the Ketzais. Yiyush is a totally different. Yiyush is only if somebody else was kind it already. If somebody else was kind, just if I'm the Yayush on something which is my Rishus, it doesn't do anything. If I'm a yayish on something that's not in my rishus, It could be Yish does work that way, but that doesn't prove anything that Abihau Hefker works. No, it is a Kenyan. It's in Rishus Shel Hefker. If it's in my Rishus, if Yish doesn't work, it's in Rishus Aravim, so it could be. Hefker works even if it's in Rishus Yachid. All right, first of all, some nafkaminis. There are really probably a zillion nafkaminis approximately in the Ketzaisis Chiddush. Really endless nafkaminis. I'll mention to you a few of the nafkaminis that are mentioned by the Mefarshim. First of all, the Ketzais has his biggest nafkamina. Ruvain says, I'm after something. And then Ruvain dies. No one was kainet yet. Ruvain dies. Do his Yarshim inherit the thing he was mafkir? It's obviously. If you hold Hefker is a hakna, it's out of the Ruvain's Rishus. Says Yarshim, don't Yarshim it, it wasn't Ruvain. Zaktik Tzais, no, Lididan. When Ruvain is mafkir, it's still his. He just made a nether. Now he died, now it belongs to his Yarshim. Yarshim didn't make a neder. The Yarshim could stop other people from taking it. So Mimela, the Yarshim, so there's no problem. That's the first, and that's the biggest nafkamina in the Shita of the Ketzais. Really, there could be kind of nafkamina will be this. What happens if Ruvain died in the morning? And an hour after he died, someone came and took it from Hefker. And now the Yarshim want to take it from the person who grabbed it. That would be an afkamina. Someone already took it, that they can take it back. Say, we enacted it. A second afkamina, which the Ketzais brings, based on the Gemara and Bava Metzia, if you're mafkir something, and a cotton picks it up, or which needs, min ha-Torah at least, needs das acheres makne. In a Torah, cotton can't be kind of a dover, something that's ownerless. Cotton goes out into the field and picks from a wild tree, picks an apple, he's not kind of. So in a Torah, cotton has no kinyanim, he has no das. But das acheres makne, if someone is makne to him, then a cotton is kind of in a Torah. If you give a cotton a gift, it's his. Cotton can be kind of with das acheres makne. The question is, could a cotton be kind of something from Hefker? I'm after something, and a cotton takes it. Pashtus, he has no kinyan in HaTorah and Hefker. Because how can he be kind of something from Hefker? He has no das. Zaktik Tzais, Lididei, according to Arpshat, you could, because really the one who's mafker it is maknet. The one who's mafker it's still his. And he's maknet to whoever takes it. The first person that takes it, he's maknet to him. The Hefker is that he's a Das Acheres that wants that person to have it. It doesn't go through an in-between state of being ownerless. It goes straight from being owned by him to being owned by him, where Das Acheres works.
Doesn't Das Acheres by a cotton
need to be cotton? Well, so Mistam, the Ketzais means that the one who's Mafker would have to know that the cotton is picking it up. Nachinam. But at least it works. It doesn't go through an in-between stage of being ownerless. Probably not. Problem. He doesn't explain the problem. A third nafkamina. If you would have a suffix by Hefker. If you have a suffix, a person says Hefker in a way that's a suffix if it's chal. It's a machlokes of this type of Hefker. Before the Ketzais, any suffix by Hefker is a suffix dine mamin. What do we say by suffix mamin? If it's a suffix, if something of mine is Hefker or not. So we say, Hamaitzim echaveira yalav araya. If it's suffix Hefker, it's still mine. Right? Hamaitzim echaveira araya. If it's misupik, if it's Hefker, so it's still mine. But like the Ketzais, it's suffix dine nedarin. It's suffix in dine neder. It's a suffix iser. Somebody is a suffix be made a neder. That's a suffix that rises lachumra. If it's a suffix neder, then the person would have to be machmir. Reb Shimon in the Chiddush Reb Shimon in the Darim Simen Chof Dalet has a piece on the Ketzais, and he says this nafkamina that according to the Ketzais, a suffix hefker would be like suffix nedarim, And suffering the darim is suffering the raisa of the chumrah. Fourth nafgamina in the Tabas HaChayshen, he brings a nafgamina. If a 12-year-old boy, it's called a mufla hasamach leish. Mufla hasamach leish means a bright 12-year-old. The halachi is, we learn out of Gezeres HaKasiv, Ki Palei, that a mufla hasamach leish could make nedarim, even though he's a katan. A mufla hasamach leish could make nedarim. So, if you learn Hefker is Dine Mamun, so a cotton can be Makna. If you learn it's Dine Nedarim, then a Mufla Samach Leish could make Hefker. The fourth Nafgamina. Fifth Nafgamina, I think up to five, right? That a guy, if a guy makes something Hefker, now, Pashtos, the guy can make things hefker. Why not? He is getting bad. Could a guy make things hefker? Pisara, of course. I mean, a guy could be makna, a guy could be kaina, a guy could be mafkir. Zafter of Shimon, according to the Ktsais, a guy who has no dinei nedarim. So, what does it mean he's mafkir something? Well, the concept of hefker shouldn't work by guy. It doesn't work, because a guy has no dinei neder. A guy has sheva mitzvah v'nei nayach. If he makes a neder, he can back out of it. So he says it's Hefker. Why can't he, the guy should be able to back out? So you have your five sort of basic nafkaminas in the Chiddush of the Ktsais. Now, the Ktsais himself points out that his own Shita is Shver from three different Gemaras. And he answers. But the Ktsais himself brings three Gemaras that appear to be difficult, that appear to be shverikaiden on his shita. So we'll go through the three. Maybe we'll have a better handle on his shita. I'll start with the most interesting. In Hilchos Shabbos, Masechta Shabbos, Reish Shammai holds of something called Shvisas Kalim. Familiar with Shvisas Kalim? What's Shvisas Kalim? The Shammai holds that just like a Yid's not allowed to work, and that Yid's Eved's not allowed to work, and a Yid's child is not allowed to work, the same thing, anything you own is not allowed to work on Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, your air conditioner is not allowed to run on Shabbos. According to Beis Shammai, nothing you own is allowed to, no Kalim are allowed to work on Shabbos. Someone once called me Erev Shabbos with a Shiloh if he could plug in his rechargeable shaver. He has a date once a Shabbos, and the shaver's dead, could he plug it in on Shabbos? So I told him you could plug it in before Shabbos, no problem. He said, someone told him that some Rabbanim Aser. They told him it's true, some Rabbanim Aser, Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai held Shvisas Kalim is Aser. So according to Beis Shammai, it's Aser, but we pass my Beis Hillel. And it's Lutter. According to Beis Shammai, it's a Shvisas Kalim. So the Gemara asks, according to Beis Shammai, how do you light Shabbos Licht? How do you light Shabbos Licht? Your candle, it's your candle, it's burning on Shabbos. So how does a person like Shabbos lift if you hold Shvisas Kalim? So the candle is your candle, it's not allowed to be burning. Your wick is not allowed to be burning. So the Gemara answers, Afkure Mafkalahu. That Beis Shammai, they mafka the candles, and they light Hefka candles. Problem is, what? The Cholent. You have to mafka the fire under the chalon too, I guess. The pot is already cooked, maybe. The problem is that what does it mean you're mafka it? According to the typical understanding of hefker, it's good. You're mafka it, it's ownerless, nobody owns it. But according to the concise, when I'm mafka it, it's still mine. I'm mafka the candle, but it's still mine. It's still an issa, she says, Caleb. So what's going on? What's pshat? I'm mafka it. So in this kasha, the Ktsais answers that I think he brings a Rashba that says Pshat in the Gemara Afkurei Mafker means Bezdin is Mafker. Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim and Hefka Bezdin. Hefka Bezdin is Mafker. Any candles a person lights a Shabbos lich. Certainly, if Bezdin is Mafker, it becomes ownerless. That is no question. It's not Dine Nedarim when Bezdin is Mafker. So Bez Din is Mavkarit. So that's Pshat in the Gemara. That's how the Rambam will learn Pshat. So maybe it's not Shver. Right? It's a Chiddush Tikkun Pshat. It's not Pash Pshat in the Gemara, but he has a Rajba. Okay. So he answers that Gemara. What? If you can't, you're looking at it. So, what? If I'm after it, well, who wants to be yaitzah with it? Somebody else? Well, once the person takes it, he's like, it's not a problem. Once somebody picks it up from Hefker, it becomes his. That's not a problem. Right?
How does it work if Bez is mafkas and like?
What do you mean?
How can we Bez mafkas and be mafkas my house?
That's the koyach of Hefker, Bez and Hefker. We don't have a pasuk.
You don't have to be mafkas to Bez and then Bez is mafkas.
Right. Bez has a koyach to make things own. The second kasha, he brings the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem. The Gemara says, Hifkir Avdai Umeis, someone is mafkir in Eved Kenani, and then the owner dies. Ein Lai Takana. This Eved Kenani is in trouble. Why? Because the owner was mafkir him. You still need a get shechur. Mafkir Avdai Yetzel Lecheris V'tzarech get shechur. So you mafkir the Yevet. You didn't give him a get shechur yet. So now, if the owner died, now he's in trouble. Who's going to give him a get shechur? The owner is dead. Nobody else is going to own him because the Odain was mafkir him, so he's kind of himself. So being that the owner was mafkir him and he was kind of himself, so ain't like Tarkana, how's he going to ever get a get shechur? So the...
He doesn't really need a get shechur.
He needs... For work, he doesn't. But to marry a Bas Yisrael, he needs.
So he owes himself now, so why didn't he get shechur? He's mafkin to himself, but he gets...
The person can't write his own get shechur. I don't know why, but a person can't write his own get shechur.
Well, I wouldn't know it.
It's a good question. I don't know why. What? If he's mafker, oh, it could be a case of ketanim, but that's not going to fit with the style, with his teretz. Ketanim became a kind of. Alright, he asked that according to the ketzais asked on himself, Hifker avda yumeis. Ain't like takana. If Hefker is just that he's still mine, and he's just Hefker, he's still mine, so then what's the problem? If Hifker avda, so is Yarshim Yarshim, so what's the problem? Yarshim will write a get shechur. What's the problem? So Stiplus Sirktsai says, it's not so schwer. Because okay, could be the Gemara's talking Davka in the case of a Gary, you mean that was no Yarshim. And Stiplus says that you can answer there it's different. Because there the Adin was Mafker, and the Eved was already Kaina himself. Fidine Mamini was already Kaina himself. So being that he was Kaina himself, it could be that that's why there's no passing on of Yerusha. Just to be able to write a get shechur, it goes be Yerusha, Mechetes. Since he was already Kaina himself, it doesn't go be Yerusha. It's only... Well, the Eved Kenani could be Kaina himself, right? For Isser. Yeah, but it's like what the Ritva said, that Gufay Kani can be Mafkir Guf, but then you still need, it's still Kani, Fisurim. Well, what happened is the Kinyane Mamin went off, and the Kinyane Issa remained. So that's the question. Could you be Mayrish just the Kinyane Issa in an Eved? What do you think? Could you be kind of just Kinyane Issa? Does it have any value to have Kinyane Issa in an Eved? Like, what's it worth? There's really no value to me. If you have an Eved that's been freed for Dine Mamanis, his Metzias is. He's only owned to Asim in a Shifa. I'm not sure what value that has, that you'd be able to go be Yerusha. Maybe, yeah. But
it's not
if you would have, but you can't force him to be Bayal. The truth is you could. If he's masked him to be Bayal, then the... All right, so maybe that has a value. If that has a value, then it should go be Yerusha, and then the kasha comes back. All right. If you're going to say that it has a value, then Rachin has it. No, he didn't know that for his own he's going to die. He was kind to himself before anybody else was kind to him. He wants to be free. He didn't know the owner was going to die. And then before he wrote to get shukr, he died. So now he got stuck. If he's smart, he'll be kind to himself out tonight. Could he be mad for himself? Once he's a yid, he can't become an Afrikanani. Can have it every, but it's not going to help. He has no, dinner for Kanani. Could they write a get shikr for the Ever Kanani Shabbai? They didn't have a Kanani Shabbai. It's a chiddush if you say he can. Also, you need her Isha V'Yeladah. You need that he has a husband, if he has a wife before he becomes an Ever Ivri. Right? So, how's he going to have a wife? He doesn't have a wife. A little tricky.
In the
It basically applies, yes. It applies, except that it's the same way. You could be mafka dini mamin and the kinyanissa remains. Kinyanissa remains. You mafka the kinyan mamin and the kinyanissa remains until you give a get shukr. No, you have to write a get shukr. That's what Ritva said. By Eva Kanani, everyone agrees. By Eva Ivri, it's a sham. By Eva Kanani, everyone agrees in this measure. The third kasha is also a simple kasha from a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Aleph, that if you're wearing a talis and the tzitzis are puzzled, you don't want to take it off, you could be mafkir the talis. We mentioned before that tzitzis, you only chayiv in tzitzis if you own the baget. So if you're wearing, let's say you're wearing a talis and the tzitzis rip off, you know you're not in the mood, you don't want to take off your talis, you're traveling on the train. You notice your tzitzis are posse. So you're in the middle of the train, you're going to take off your talis cotton. So there's an eitzah. The eitzah is that you say, Hari zu hefker, I'm mafka the beggar.
Then you're wearing it.
So what?
You mafka it back right away. Because
and you have a mind, I want to be kind. You can't be kind about kara, right? It's hefker. Right. It's hefker. I'm not going to be, I'm going to back. I want it to be hefker. You do want it to be hefker. You don't want to be ever never. So you make it hefker. So obviously, does that make sense like the katzais?
No.
So it doesn't make sense. I make it hefker, it's still mine. What's helping me to make my tzitzit and my bag at hefker? It's still mine until someone else is kind of it. So what's help the hefker? And that's a strong kash on the ktsais. The ktsais is asking himself. Except the ktsais holds he's not asking on the ktsais. He holds he's asking on the Ramban. Because he says this is shot in the Ramban. So maybe he has a kash. So in order to answer this, Seis goes already into a qualification of his shita. He says that when you mafker something, you should remember that there are two levels of ownership, the shalai and bershusai. Shalai means you're the owner. In Shemayim, when they say, who owns this, it's me. It's shalai. Bershusai means it's under my control. Example we had, if I own something and someone steals it, someone goes and he steals my coat. The coat is still mine. It's shalai, but it's not bershusai. I can't control it. I have no control over it. Zot diktais, when you mafker something, it's still shalai, it's still yours. But it's not bershusai, because you don't have control over it now. You made a neder not to control it. You have no control over it. So when you make a neder, it's still yours, and if eventually the person who's mafker it dies, is yarshim yarshin it. But it's not bershusa, it's not under his control. And for hilchas tzitzis, it's enough, even if it's your beged, but it has to be yours and bershusa, since it's not bershusa, so that's a good enough reason to make a patur from tzitzis. Because when you mafker it, it remains shalai, but not bershusa, he has no control. And Kozman, you have no control over the beggar, there's a Ptur Tzitzis.
But then he has no control.
He can't control who takes it. Anybody can take it. He can't control if he wants the uncle to take it and not Reuven. He can't control it. It's a very big Chiddush. And the Kasha is stronger than the Teretz, but as I think it says.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could you be matir your nether according to the Ketzais?
It's a good question. All right, until here, I've told you what says in Ketzais, except for some nafkaminas I took from other places. But I told you now, if you look in the Ketzais, Reisha and Gimel, Aleph, basically, I've told you the Gemara, he's toilet in the Gemara above Mitzia, Daf Yud Beis. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, he says this is the sheet of Rambam and Rashi, this new Chiddush. There are many, many kashas on the Ketzais. Reb Shimon, the Shara Yaisha, Shar Hei, Perekhov Gimel, and it was reprinted in the Darim Simichov Dalid, asks a whole list of kashas on this Ketzais. Now, the first kasha, which Reb Shimon, I didn't see him ask, but you're asking a good kasha, is L'chaira, Taras Nadarim should help according to this Ketzais. If I make something hefker, and you go and take it, and I don't want you to have it, so I should be able to go to a Rav and be mad at and be mad at Neder, and then I could say, I don't want you to have it, it's mine, it is mine. That's one kasha. Maybe you can. I'm a starter. Hefker, mafka, something to be mafka. All right, maybe you can. I don't know. I mean, you want me to prove that you can't? So I don't have a proof that you can.
If you
Maram Shik have a proof you can't? You remember?
Yeah, proof. This is for the sheet.
All right. So I don't know. This kasha is in the Maram Shik and the Tshuva. He asked this kasha. Reb Shimon asks a number of kashas. First of all, it's a shtaka kasha. He asks, why can't I be mafka something laniyim v'loy lashirim? If it's a neder, why can't I make a neder? I'll be mafka laniyim. If an ani wants to take it, I make a neder, I won't stop him. If an ashi wants to take it, I will stop him. Why can't you make hefka laniyim v'loy lashirim? Another kasher of Shimon asks, I think someone started to ask before, if I'm after something, I say, Harry's a hefker. Halacha is, I could be chayzer v'zeichabai. I could decide, you know, I changed my mind, I want it, and I can go and pick it up and take it back. Why? If I made a neder that I'm not going to stop anyone else from taking it, so what does it mean I take it back? What do you mean take it back? It was mine before I took it back also. If I say, this is hefker, so it's mine. So what does it help if I pick it up now again? I say, you know, I'm going to take it back to myself. So, but it was only okay, with the Dreyesh Leibishu said, maybe you're right, maybe you could answer. Okay, hold on. Maybe you're right. The third kasha of Shimon asks, is that there's a Gemara in Bava Kama. The exact case, you could look at it again, it's a little complicated, but the issue is this. Let's say someone steals something of mine. Someone takes something of mine. And after he took it, I want to be mafker it. I don't want it to be ever and ever. I want to be mafker it. In a typical case, of course I could do it. I don't have to use the word hefker. I could just be machne to him. But the Gemara's case is where someone thought that a certain bundle of wheat was leket shechul peah. Nani came and he took a bundle. He thought he's allowed to take it. He thinks it's peah, let's say. He took it. So I don't want him to be over any averis, to be a ganav. Now, if I'm just going to be machnet to him, that's not good enough. Why? What's going to go wrong? Nani thinks it's peah, he took it home. What? Oh, that's the thing. If I'm machnet to him, he's going to have to take trumas and maestris, because it was mine before and now it's his. So what I do is, I want to be mafker it. I'll be mafker it. Right now the wheat is mine. I'm mafker it. And then, of course, he'll be kain it, and the mail will be good. So the Gemara Bava Kama is mashma, that you can't be mafker it because it's not in your rishus. You have no control over it. So you can't be mafker something that's not under your control. Frank Rav Shimon. If hefker is a kinyan, I understand. I can't be mafker something that's not under my control. But if Hefka is a neder, why can't I make a neder? I make a neder that bundle of wheat, which is mine, whoever wants to take it, I'm not stopping. Why can't I make a neder?
Because it's not in your control.
What?
It's not in your control.
So why can't I make a nether on something that's not in my control?
Make a nether, but I won't need something. It's in your control, not yours. Here
you can't make a nether. But I can make a nether even if it's not in my control. If you own something, I make a nether, I'm not going to eat the thing that's yours.
But that's on you. You can control you not eating. Over here you're not controlling anything. You control it.
What I want to do is make a nether that whoever takes the wheat, I'm not going to stop him. So why not? What? Well, Hefker is nether according to this. It's a way of making something available to anybody. Okay, that's what we're defining here.
So this person wouldn't have the battle at the time, it's still a mine, I'm not going to take it from him.
No, once a person takes it, so he's kainit because he's kainit and I'm not stopping him. So he's kainit, it is a hakna attack. But there is aknah from the one who's mafkir.
But you mafkir to anybody, it's like two.
Well, it happens.
You mafkir to anybody and you say that you won't stop anywhere.
Yeah, but the haknah is not now. The haknah is when he picks it up. Right now, it's not. Rav Shimon also asks, who needs hefker? If it's just the type in the darim, what do we have in Shas? All this business with hefker all over the place. Rav Shimon says, who needs a concept of hefker? If you make a nether, the nether is chal, yesh kayach. We know that in the darim achal. So who needs the whole... Here's some other kashas. Basically, Rav Shimon doesn't look favorably upon this ketzais, as I would think most of the achrayim hold the ketzais to be a chiddush atzum. Now, clearly, this stipler in our taisvis does not shtim with the ketzais at all. As a matter of fact, it's the total hepach of the ketzais. What did the stipler say? How does hefka work? Why is hefka lani and v'lay lashir and why does it work? You need loy shayir b'kinyanai. The stipler is the other extreme of the ketzais. The ketzais is saying when you mafka something, you still own it. You just made a nether, anybody can take. The stipler is learning hefker, the total reverse. That in order for something to be hefker, you need loy shayir b'kinyanai. You have no connection to it at all. Even a mashu of connection. If you have any connection to it, it's not... The way the stipler learns taisvis is mamish the hepach, which is not a big problem because the ketzais himself says that his hesber is true like the Rambam and Rashi and Bava Metzia, but not like taisvis. Ketzais himself says that taisvis doesn't agree with the ketzais as he said. So if this taisvis is going with shitas taisvis, it's not such a big problem. Furthermore, when we learn pesachim. And we learned about bittul chametz. There was a machlokes. How does bittul work? Rashi learned gzeiras hakasev tashbisu. Taisus learned that bittul is hefker. Taisus learned that bittul chametz is just being mafkerit. Does that make sense? Like the ketzais, I have chametz. I don't be yaver on Pesach. I'm mafkerit. Like the ketzais, does that help? Mafker chametz. Huh? Still mine. It doesn't help. The mafka the chametz, why does it help? So Taisus learns bittul is metam hefker. All right, Taisus doesn't hold like the ketzais. Taisus holds l'shayir b'kinyanai. You have no connection to it. Why doesn't Rashi learn bittul is hefker? Like the ketzais is very geschmack. Rashi doesn't learn that bittul is hefker. Because Rashi learns like the ketzais is masbir, that even after I'm mafka, it's still mine. Hefker can't work. So how does bittul work? So there's a concept of tashbisu that there's such a concept of bittul chametz, not hefker chametz, of bittul chametz. So the shitasam it fits in nicely.
Same kasha like with the tzitzis and Shabbos.
The same thing with the tzitzis that rip. You mean?
Yeah.
Tzitzis that rip. So according to according to Taisus, it's very good that I could be mafkerit. Right, according to Rashi, so that's the kasha. The Taisus has been Rashi. That the kasha has it work. Right. All of these nafkaminas will be totally, if a guy can make hefker, all of them. The lechayr will be totally now in this machlaikas. Salkopanim, this is Yediyah. As I told you last week, in the Sugya, we had four basic, and Pshat is Pshat, but we have four basic understandings that we discussed. And what were the four? Hefker, Mechila, Shtar Admei, concept of a check or an IOU, maybe, how it works. What was the fourth Nakuda? The Gufei Kani, the Ritva with Gufei Kani. Those are the four Klaliistic Nakudas of this small piece of Gemara, which I think is more than we had in the last blot as far as Klaliistic for other parts and Shas.
Why is it so
you don't need a king? What do you mean? When we said we gain like the Ktzais, that Amira, the problem, how does Amira do anything, guys? Right? Amira normally doesn't do things. So that's what we gain like the Ktzais, don't you? I want to be makna something to you, but Amira doesn't work. I want to give it away.
Whenever you're taking something, so you're preventing someone else from having it. So that you need opinion for it. But if you're leaving it out and open for everybody, why can't you change these things?
He's saying maybe here it's different. Nothing. He's saying is that maybe Hefka is different, doesn't need a Kenyan. Nothing. That's why you have to learn everybody else. It's nice if it's not an exception. It's always a mind if it's not an exception. It could be. Could be an exception. Akoponim, this is the Ktzais, the Yesh Lefalfel Harbe. If you look, there's a whole list. If you're looking back at the truth is, even if we went through Shari Yeshur on it, we could spend a few days on it. But there's a whole list of Acharonim who deal with it. The Iker is to know the Mahalach HaKtzais. Everyone calls it the Ktzais. It appears to be the Ramban. And it's a Mechudish Tikka Mahalach in the whole din of Hefker. Okay, let's learn a little Gemara. We're going to start moving again till the middle of the Amid Beis. There's a quick Gemara. Let's learn at least here on the Amid Aleph. Yisrael Avam Evri, Amar Eish Lakish. We're changing now genders. We're going from Eved Ivri to Amar Evriya. Yisrael Avam Evri, Amar Eish Lakish. Amar Evriya, Kaines Atzma, B'misa Sa'av, Merishas Adain, Mekav Chaimer. In Amar Evriya is Kaina herself. To the death of the father, she's kind of herself from the Rishus of the Adin. Nu Yitzia, her father dies. Kavuchaymer. Umasimanim Shem Yitzia Mishusav. Yitzia Mishusadain. Madach, if she has Simanim, she goes out of, she doesn't go out of her father's Rishus. Why? Because the Nara is still in her father's Rishus. Yitzia Mishusadain, she goes away from being an Amavriya. Misa, Shem Yitzia Mishusav, Enidin, Shem Yitzia Mishusav. Watch
Shaykhus.
Oh. What Shaykhus? Everyone has that kasha, right? What Shaykhus? The father's dying have to do with her. She's not in the father's rishus anymore. Yeah. Alright, what's the svara? Anybody have a svara for this?
They can't sell them on the yom.
Oh, good. Good? Okay. I'll say very good. Right, the Marit, actually, it says a kasha. Marit says, we have a rule. Ma mocha rishon l'sheni, kol shchus shetov eliyada. Why could one person sell a second person? Only what he owns. Not push it. You can only sell what you own. If you don't own something, of course you can't sell it. Let's say I'm a shutif. I'm a 50% shutif in something, and I sell my chalik. So what did I sell? I sold my 50%. I can't sell something that's not my, that I don't own. Tain is the marit. Why do I need this kavah chayma here? It's pashit. What does the father own in his daughter? He only owns her till misa sa'av. He only owns her till he dies. He's not Moirish's daughter. If a person owns a car, so he owns it forever. Because even if he dies, he's Moirish to his children. But an Abba of Ria, he's not Moirish to his children. That means she's only owned this girl. You have a 10-year-old girl. Somebody has Bailus on her. The Bailus is only till the father dies. That's till when the Bailus is. So ma macher rishon l'sheni. What could the father sell? He can only sell what he owns. He owns it till he dies. So if he sells it to the adayim, he can only sell that which he owns. He can't sell more than he owns. So being that he cannot sell more than he owns, it's the chayav pshita that the daughter goes out b'misas ha'av. Because the father can only sell what he owns. And being that he only sells what he owns, he can't sell more than he owns.
But she's not being sold to him once he dies.
But how is she?
She was sold already from before.
But she was only sold till he dies. If I own something for a week, I bought something, I rented a car for a week. So I give it away, I can only give it away for the week. At the end of the week, it goes back.
The Torah stipulated
that the father owns him till he dies. So he can only sell what he owns. If I don't stipulate, it's not going to help. If I rent a car for a week, I sell it to you, and I don't tell you what's rented. I just sell you the car. So it doesn't matter if I didn't stipulate. I only own it for a week. I can only sell it to you. But she goes out if her father's Rishus B'Misa Sa'av, that's Pashas. The Torah said no one's Yerush.
But she's still not in her father's Rishus B'Misa.
But when the father sold, he couldn't sell more than he owned. He only owned that till Misa Sa'av.
The
Taina back is pretty much like the Brisker Rav said. He owns her forever. In his case, he owns until 12. If he dies, that's the Yetziah. But until he dies, he owns her permanently. At least until she becomes a Gedaila. So that's a Taina and Achinami. But what? So you can only sell till he dies. It's not Mustafa, right? If somebody has no Yarshim, could he sell something including after he dies? Only for
him.
But then what's the whole vart here? That I don't own it forever, what's the whole vart? Right, this the kud needs a little bit of yeshiva das. I'm not sure. Let's just finish the yamid. The Gemara brings a raya. Meisvei brings a kasha. Meisvei Rabbeishi Yaseiru Lav Amir Riya Shekaitis Asra Simanim. The Misa Nisni Nami Misa Sa'av. Why does it say that she goes out with Misa Sa'av? And for the Gemara, ton of a Shire. My Shire, the High Shire. Shire, Misa Sa'adin. So we have two Yetzias here. If the Adin dies, and if the Av dies, either or. So just like it left over Misa Sa'av, it left out Misa Sa'adin. This is Resh Lakish talking. Ima Shu Misa Sa'adin La Shirahi. It's not true. Kivin di kanami be'ish like atani. We need Yisera lava mevriya. Ela nisni. Tana davashesh le kitzva katana. Davashesh le kitzva katani. Davashesh le kitzva katani. It's only predictable like Misa Sa'am, like Sheish and Yayvel, the Mishnah says. Or Simonim, the Mishnah says. Davashesh le kitzva like Misa Sa'av, the Mishnah doesn't say. Hasimonim deinlein kitzva le katani. What about Simonim? Simonim, you also never know when she'll bring the Shtei Saharis. Amrav Safra, Ein Lam Kitzva Lamatla, Aval Yesh Lam Kitzva Lamata. There is a Kitzva. The Tanya Ben Tesh Shanim Shevi Shtei Saharis Shuma. Ben Tesh Shanim Yei Mechad, Ben Yubei Shanim Yei Mechad, Ba'idin Ba'i Shuma. So at least the Tanakama holds that it's not possible to have Simonim before your Bas Mitzvah or Bar Mitzvah. Right, so Akoponim, it's Ein Lekitzva, Yesha Kitzva Lamata, Mashayin Kei Misa Sa'ad. Right, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll continue. Please get down to Tiyufta, Dereish Lakish, Tiyufta, Mashayin.